The most urgent crisis facing states is the rising cost of Medicaid. That's what the nation's governors say in a recent statement about the program that provides health care for the poor and disabled. To balance their budgets, many states are cutting back drastically on Medicaid services. In Mississippi, that's led to a feud. NPR's David Malpas reports from Jackson.
Mississippi remains the poorest state in the nation, and it leads the nation in the prevalence of several diseases. Laura Lee Wallace, a Medicaid patient who lives in the Delta, has nearly all of them.
I'm a heart patient, diabetic patient, high blood pressure patient. I had surgery on my eyes, and look like it's still getting better, getting worse. I have a low coma, and I have a bad stomach. I have to take medicine for my stomach.
Wallace is among 650,000 Mississippians who depend on Medicaid. That's 22% of the population. Yet the program is about to be absolutely gutted, according to Rika Lewis-Payton. She is the state's Medicaid director.
This is really a very bleak story to tell in a state where the health care needs are so great.
Mississippi, like several other states, dug itself into a Medicaid hole by making it easier for people to get into the program in recent years when the economy was flush, then enrolling more people than anticipated. Now the state confronts skyrocketing drug costs and a subsequent nosedive in the state economy.
All of these factors just hit us like the atom bomb all of a sudden.
That's Steve Holland, a legislator from Tupelo and a key negotiator in the Medicaid funding fight. He acknowledges that the state is in a pickle. It is facing a $120 million shortfall in state Medicaid funding after the legislature balked at the governor's spending requests. Compounding the problem is that for every dollar the state cuts from Medicaid, it loses three more matching dollars from Washington. Mississippi is the only state that has the federal government footing 76% of its Medicaid bill. So the $120 million state shortfall translates into a budget gap of nearly $500 million. To achieve that kind of savings, Governor Ronnie Musgrove says he will be forced to cut drug prescriptions in half and stop paying the bills of the vast majority of Medicaid residents in nursing homes starting July 1st.
It's got to be done.
Governor Musgrove, a Democrat, says drug and nursing home expenses are the only categories big enough to cover the shortfall. But he lays the blame for the cuts in services squarely at the feet of the Democratic-controlled legislature.
Legislators, don't come back this fall and be surprised and raise your hands and say, we didn't understand this. We didn't know this. Here's reality. This is what's going to happen. We don't want it. We believe that it didn't have to be this way.
Musgrove points out that the legislature specifically approved expansions in Medicaid services, ranging from extra prescriptions to dental care, podiatry services, and nursing home care. The governor says he gave lawmakers several options early on to fully fund these expansions, but they ignored him. However, that's not the way his critics, like State Senator Jack Gordon, remember things.
He never put Medicaid on the table for us to look at. There are those things that we could have done that would have stopped the hemorrhaging of the Medicaid program, but he refused to stop the escalation of, of the cost and all.
Senator Gordon says the governor could have acted unilaterally to cut costs when he saw deficits coming. After all, Gordon says, with a straight face, Medicaid is the governor's program, not the legislature's. But in fact, Mississippi's program is the most regulated by state law of any in the country. The gamesmanship is not amusing to nursing home operators who say if Medicaid stops paying for nursing home care, all the state's facilities may have to shut down because there won't be enough paying patients left in the system.
You got barbecue chicken, some cream potatoes, some carrots, and I think that's buttermilk pie. There you go.
The dining hall at Compeers Nursing Home in Jackson is filled mostly with white women, age 80 and up. Many are unable to eat without help. It is not a fancy place, but the care is considered some of the best the state has to offer. And that's why Annie Harris Crocom is so happy her 93-year-old mother has a bed there. The daughter says she's horribly worried because her mother has Alzheimer's and no money left.
I don't know what we'd do if we didn't have Medicaid. I mean, I work full time. I couldn't keep her at home. She needs 24-hour day watching. She's not able to walk. She can't feed herself anymore, and so she needs constant care. And it is very frightening to think what might happen.
Some of the state's top lawmakers say Governor Musgrove is using scare tactics, unnecessarily frightening people about a nursing home cutoff. They say Medicaid can be saved without such draconian cuts, but it does need to tighten its belt. Again, House Member Steve Holland.
In the governor's presentation, he has used Medicaid as a ploy, and the relationship is getting very precarious at this point. But if the governor is going to play re-election politics with a Medicaid program, we've all got problems, and I think the mud's going to ultimately be on his face.
Some lawmakers, though, side with the governor, but tout different solutions. Willie Simmons, a leading black legislator from the Delta, recommends what, for many politicians, is unthinkable.
It wouldn't be a bad idea, in my opinion, to raise taxes.
However, Mississippi hasn't raised taxes in well over a decade. Ann Brooks is among the doctors in the trenches providing care to Medicaid patients. She runs a health clinic in the tiny town of Tutwiler, Mississippi. Brooks, who is also a nun, says the planned cut from 10 to 5 medications per patient leaves doctors with the horrible choice of deciding which diseases not to treat.
What it's going to mean is a lot of mess. I looked at some patients this morning before I came over to the clinic, and I looked at one who came in yesterday. She's 52. She's retarded. She's diabetic. She's hypertensive. She's got severe lung disease. She's getting 10 medications for a total cost of $571 a month. Now, how in the dickens is she supposed to pay for her medicine?
The second big problem, Brooks says, is that Mississippi doctors are abandoning their practices right and left because they are getting hit with big-time lawsuits and facing huge malpractice insurance costs. Dr. Brooks says many of the Medicaid cuts being talked about will worsen this shrinking access to care.
If you're going to start throwing old Great Aunt Minnie out of the nursing home because she doesn't have any eligibility anymore, we're talking major death. And you talk about lawsuits?
The governor struck back this week and vetoed the legislature's Medicaid budget bill. The legislature returns to the state capitol Friday and is expected to overturn the veto. Where the feud leads from there is anyone's guess. In the meantime, nursing home patient Annie Louise Crocombe sits in her recliner, covered in a spotless white quilt, gazing calmly out the window and listening to the radio, mercifully unaware of the swirling morass around her. David Maupas, NPR News, Jackson, Mississippi.